A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night the Marlins continued their two-series, six-game road trip. The first three saw them through Cincinnati over the weekend. Last night, it was their first of three at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, a matchup between the Marlins and the Rangers, Adam Conley and Martin Perez. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, with Adam Conley and Giancarlo Stanton leading the way, the Marlins come into Texas tonight, and they take the first of three from the Rangers by the final of 4-0. After taking two of three in Cincinnati over the weekend, the Marlins continuing their road trip against the Rangers. This Texas team coming off a three-game series sweep over Tampa Bay at the Trop over the weekend. But the Marlins jumped on the Rangers, facing Martin Perez in the top of the first inning. Dee Gordon led the game off by ripping a double past the third baseman, Adrian Beltre. He was at second with nobody out for Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the pitch, and Stanton blasts a ball, and this is high and deep to left. Get out the tape measure. It is up, up and away, and a home run for Giancarlo. 2-0 Marlins here in the first in Texas.
For Big G, the big home run, number 31 on the season, and for the Marlins, first inning runs for the sixth time in the last seven games. Adam Conley making his second start since coming back from AAA New Orleans. About a couple of two-out singles in the bottom of the first, but he was able to strike out Mike Napoli, looking to end that threat. Worked on a couple of two-out singles from the Rangers in inning number three as well. Then in the fourth, still leading 2-0, he got some defensive help. Adrian Beltre led off with a single after Mike Napoli popped foul to the shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Beltre was still at first base. Rougned Odor to the plate. In his fourth big league campaign, and he grounds one sharply. What a play at first base. Picked up by Moore, tags the bag, tags the runner coming back. Did he get the double play? Yes, he did. That's a double play, inning over. Three and assisted, very neatly done by Tyler Moore, getting the start at first base tonight with Justin Bour starting at DH. It was a terrific play by Moore. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage. The official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So with defense like that behind him, Adam Conley was rolling along, very efficient in this game. He was through five innings on 63 pitches, didn't walk anybody through the first five in this one, had that 2-0 lead. Then in the top of the sixth, Marlins got him an add-on run with one out of single from Christian Yelich. He was on base for Marcelo Ozuna.
And Ozuna swings and drives a ball out toward left center. That's going to get down, and it's past Delino DeShields. Coming to third, being waved by Freddie, is Christian Yelich. Here's the relay to the plate. Yelich will score standing up. And Yelich scores the run and gives the Marlins a 3-0 lead.
For Ozuna, his team leading 72nd run batted into the season. Conley able to work around a two-out single by Adrian Beltre, who went 4-for-4 tonight in the sixth inning. Then he pitched a 1-2-3 seventh, so he went to the eighth. Miami in front in this ballgame, 3-0. Martin Perez done after seven for Texas. Gave up seven hits, three runs, walked a couple, struck out three, allowed a Stanton homer, 94 pitches, 62 strikes. Adam Conley done after seven. Seven hits, no runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out five. He threw 97 pitches. 65 of them strikes. Jeremy Jeffress out of the bullpen to pitch the eighth inning for the Rangers. And the first man he faced, the red-hot Giancarlo Stanton. 2-1 to Stanton. It's hit high and deep to right. Back goes Chu at the wall. Goodbye! Giancarlo with another multiple home run game. And for the Marlins, a 4-0 lead in the eighth. The 25th of his career, the 7th of his 2017 season, most in Major League Baseball, most ever in a season by a Marlin. And the Marlins are in command at that point. Stanton now tied with Aaron Judge of the Yankees for the Major League lead with the 32 home runs. He has been on a home run tear for Big G. 11 in the month of July. Nobody else in Major League Baseball has hit more than 7 this month. And for Stanton now, a total of 11 home runs and 18 RBIs in his last 15 games. Kyle Bearclaw pitched a scoreless eighth inning. We went to the bottom of the ninth in this one. The Marlins leading 4-0. There was no save in it. But A.J. Ramos called upon to try to get the final three outs. He allowed a leadoff hit to Adrian Beltre, who goes 4-for-4 tonight, now up to 2,993 career hits. He is seven shy of 3,000 in his career. Beltre took second base on defensive indifference. Mike Napoli bounced to third for the first out. Rougned Odor with a ground ball to first for the second out. So A.J. was one out away from bringing this one to a close tonight, but he walked Jonathan Lucroy, who then took second base himself on defensive indifference. And with men at second and third, trailing 4-0 in the ninth, the Rangers got the tying man to the on-deck circle. They got Norman Mazzara to the plate, down to their final hope.
Here's the pitch. A swing here, and a high fly ball to right center. Stanton is under this, waves off Yelich, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Marlins have won it on a combined 8-hit shutout, 4-0 over the Texas Rangers.
For the Marlins tonight, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. For the Rangers, no runs, 8 hits. They committed an error and stranded 8. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, what a job. He improves to 3-3 on the season. Martin Perez, the Rangers starter, takes the loss. He's 5-8. Time of the game, 2 hours, 34 minutes in front of 24,654 here at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Marlins with the victory are now 45-52 on the season. They're 3-1 on this road trip. Now 23-26 on the road. They came in tonight with identical home and road records, 22-26 at home, 22-26 away from home. Now within 3 of .500 on the road. As for the Rangers, they fall to 48-51 on the season. They're now 25-21 here in their home park.
Marlins over the Rangers in game one last night. A heck of a night for Giancarlo Stanton. And on the mound, the left-hander Adam Conley shined. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you missed the Fish family bonus code last night. Although it was a quick ball game, that Fish family bonus code, very fitting that the boys are in Texas. Howdy, H-O-W-D-Y, howdy, the Fish family bonus code. Second of three in Arlington tonight for the Marlins. It's a matchup that features Dan Straley and left-hander Cole Hamels. It's an 8:05 first pitch from Globe Life Park. We're on the air at 7:35 once again with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.